Baik, selamat pagi menuju siang untuk di sini. Aku pembukaan dulu ya, teman-teman RMSA Podcast. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Oke, semoga kalian semua yang mendengar ini kabarnya pada baik semua. Di sini kita hadir lagi di RMSA Podcast yang kesekian. Di sini ada tamu kita dari alumni RMSA. Boleh perkenalan diri dulu?
Oke, baik. Terima kasih Eca ya atas kesempatannya. Aku dikasih kesempatan lagi buat datang kembali ke rumah yang zaman dulu. So this is okay. My home when I was in college. So I actually alumni for MMSA. I started my MMSA journey in 2014 and it lasts for maybe I guess around 2 years and
yeah.
Probably now I already graduated and I'm still around and happy to be back.
Okay, great. And I'm glad to hear your kembali ke sini.
Alright.
Senang banget. Okay. Mungkin boleh tanya-tanya aja nih. Kan kemarin abis sumdok ya? Bulan apa ya? Sumdok ya?
Kemarin bulan sumdoknya awal tahun ini. Jadi it was in January.
Oh, di Januari awal tahun ini. Okay. Berarti sekedar info aja ya guys, jadi di RMSA itu untuk terhitung dari alumni itu setelah 6 bulan setelah sumpah dokter. Oke, berarti di sini Mas Emir ini udah resmi jadi alumni RMSA gitu. Karena sudah 6 bulan dari sumdok, kira-kira apa aja nih kesibukannya setelah sumdok nih?
Well, currently I actually work as an intern doctor. Mm-hmm. As you know that if medical doctor they graduated and they already take their oath-taking ceremony, like you said, and we are started our internship right afterwards if you wanted to follow. And then right now I'm working as an intern doctor at one of the primary healthcare center in the city of Yogyakarta. Jadi, yeah. Kalau misalkan kita di internship itu, it depends on what period and then the system in that period. Kalau di aku, kita ada dibagi dua. So we're divided into two groups. So the first group will be 6 months in a primary healthcare center, and the other 6 months in the hospital. So right now, I'm in a primary healthcare center. That's what I'm doing right now.
Berarti selain itu, berarti setelah, itu kan per 6 bulan gitu ya?
Exactly.
Nah, nanti setelah 6 bulan ada apa lagi nih, kira-kira?
After 6 months, you are completed your internship yeah. in one place, then you are going to move to another place, and then after 1 year you are officially finish your interns programs, and then afterwards you can probably, you know, get your registered license, and then you can work if you wanted to work, or you can expand your career in other fields, or maybe you can just you know, go for another next level of studying, yeah. or you can go to specialization perhaps, things like that.
Izin tanya lagi, tadi itu kan ada dua ya, satunya ke rumah sakit yang di hospital, satunya tadi yang tadi Mas Emir berarti di kayak tempat apa tadi, boleh di cross check gak?
Primary healthcare center, it's like puskesmas ya.
Oh, yang di puskesmas kayak gitu. Oh, berarti kalau misalnya yang dari yang puskesmas kayak gitu, apakah setelahnya itu ke hospital, apa terserah dia nih, mau lanjut kemana nih?
Oh, tergantung. Jadi, it depends on ketika, misalkan nanti kan dibagi dua nih. So, we divide it into two. So, nanti first 6 months, ada first group, dia akan di hospital lebih dahulu. And right after, baru 6 bulannya di puskesmas. Terus, the second group, 6 bulan di puskesmas dulu. Terus, right after, dia akan di hospital. So, aku ada di second group. Jadi, aku ada di puskesmas dulu. Terus, nanti November, sekitar pertengahan bulan itu, in the middle of November, aku akan pindah ke hospital.
Exactly. Okay, semoga lancar ya Mas ya, sampai 1 tahun. Rencananya nih setelah 1 tahun nih, terus nanti dapat SIP gitu kan ya. Kira-kira Mas Emir mau lanjut ke ke misal ambil specialize atau gimana nih kira-kira?
Well, that's a good interesting questions actually, because you know, knowing that I'm graduated as a medical doctor, so what's gonna be next, for example? And I do understand that some people are, you know, they are thinking about taking a specialization perhaps, and some people are wanting to continue their study for master degree. For me, I already have plans, which now maybe it's still not fixed yet. I'm not going to tell you what is this, but it's still on hold, and I could tell that I make a progress on that. And well, actually, I'm run of one of project of mine. It's actually focuses on mental health issues and also actively.
That's great. Okay.
Yes, yeah, it is. It is actually a great idea. I started, you know, during my college life. I also working at the same time with the American Corner of OMA, which allows me to expand and then to get no further knowledge about stuff that I don't learn on my courses. So these things has been around, and since the pandemic happens and the mental health issue is something that we are more often to listen to, but we also noticed that mental health, like mild, you know, depression is always common, you know, when people are, you know, suffering of stuff in their life, when they were struggle. But when we see that as something yang kayak as simple as batuk pilek gitu, in a way that the weather is not so good, ya. Jadi depressions can be that as well. Jadi kayak ada yang mild depressions yang we cannot deny that happens to to some people at some certain level. Jadi kalau misalkan aku bilang, jadi kita ini butuh kayak satu mekanisme that we can help other people in terms of they were dealing and struggle with their mental health, and we have the first aid of mental health as well. Jadi nggak cuma penyakit kayak trauma atau penyakit apa yang punya first aid, tapi kita juga punya first aid di mental health juga. So one of them is actually an active listening skill. Active listening skill, it sounds very fancy, but it's not. It's actually like kamu dengerin curhat temanmu. It's a simple things you can do, but not everyone have the skill how exactly to hear someone's stories kayak gitu. Gak semua orang bisa gitu kan ya Ica ya. Gak semua orang bisa mendengarkan curhatan temannya nih. Jadi kayak we need to actually teach people or maybe give them some of sort of knowledge about how to you know, having a good time on actively listening to other people's stories so they can feel accepted, because psychologically a person needs to be accepted, need to be loved, and then need to feel that they are important and they are needed. So if they are feel accepted, and then that's one of the level up of someone's could, you know, feel better about themselves. Jadi my project is actually talks about that. It focuses on mental health, but we are using active listening skills to help other people. So we are going to educate people. We want to make a workshop in terms of active listening skill, and this project has been around, and we started in American Corner OMA as well, and then we actually collaborate with US Embassy. Right now I propose these proposals, and then we actually receive a funding, but we are not started yet because myself and this is also a promotion. I'm sorry for that. Okay. Like MMSI is like it's a platform, right?
Yeah.
So if ever you guys wanted to be part of my platform, in Telinga Hati, reach me out and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
And we're gonna probably start next year. We are going to start working with people who is blind, with people who have hearing impairment, things like that. And this active listening skills and this project, which I call Telinga Hati, and it's already got funding, and then we are not started yet. So I also proposed this as my project for Waisili Professional Fellow Program from the American Embassy. But however, it's still ongoing process of selections. I hope I get passed to it. That's all I can say. If I get passed, so there will be training about this stuff. There will be they will be sending the initiator of the project to the United States of America, and then they could learn how to run a project and in terms of civic engagement and stuff like that. So that's what I'm going to do next year, and probably by that, knowing that there is something that we can talk about, maybe I will pursue med, you know, master degree on, you know, related fields, but I don't know yet, and then I'm still figuring it out. I'm just so happy to get into this, and then, you know, realize on the capability that I have now.
Okay, keren banget ya. Berarti di sini ada sekitaran 2 project ya?
Actually one project.
Yang mental health sama yang telinga hati.
Telinga hati, it's the name. We call it telinga hati. Yeah. Tapi focusing on mental health issues.
I got it. Okay. Kira-kira nih, kan kalau misalnya ngelihat dari pengalaman kayak gini, gak mungkin seorang yang dia pengen ngebangun project kayak gini, dia gak punya latar belakang yang mungkin emang dia, kenapa sih pengen ngebangun seperti ini? Nah, okay. Aku pengen ngebawa Mas Emir nih flashback nih, okay. Ya, kira-kira. Okay. Kira-kira apa sih yang pengen Mas Emir itu bangun mungkin dari projectnya Mas Emir? Kira-kira apakah karena sebelumnya itu melihat keadaan, mungkin keadaan sosial atau lingkungannya Mas Emir yang kayaknya aku butuh deh untuk membangun seperti ini atau seperti apa kayak gitu. Kira-kira kenapa nih? Kira-kira dulu waktu di masa kuliah nih kayak gimana nih, boleh diceritain enggak?
Wow, you touch me very well. All right. This is a very personal story, but that's okay. I mean, this is part of lesson, so maybe that we are like, for example, you and your batch or your classmates could learn from. And back to story when I was in college, so I actually managed my batch as well, and in some of sort of things I don't really do well. I do know that I am lack here and there. Well, I'm developing myself, and then I'm still learning how to run it very well, because you know, it was really hard, because in my batch was this transitions of, and they are changing the system or the curriculums of you know, learning systems. So I also figuring out how to do stuff, how the best to approach this issue and this and that and that. And I do know that I am not able to, you know, makes everyone happy. Sometimes I make decisions were not in favor of one certain group. Sometimes I make decisions not favor in certain group. So that's, there's like things like debatable at the very first place. But I always looking like what's a decision that benefits everyone. But the best on through that story, maybe people don't like me and people, things like that. And then I was bullied, and that was the very first time I was bullied hardly when I was in college and in medical school. And that was left me, at first it was fine. I mean, I don't think that it was a bully, and I'm just, you know, following and continue. I'm not gonna say that it was, you know, affecting my mental health, but as soon as I realized, and after years and years and years, it consumed my thoughts, and then I felt like, oh wow, kaya, it feels like drowning, because you are felt like you are left behind, you are alone, nobody understands you. But even if I felt that way, I do know some of people are very concerned about my conditions. They were reaching out to me, and they talked to me and listened to me, and that's what I wanted to do, to work on. Based on that, and I wanted to work and then help other people as well, so people will not experience what I have experienced. So I wanted to help people in terms of, for example, you know, things like mental health issues are not just only about, you know, case that there is something going on your brain. I mean, the human itself is actually have a different kind of dimensions. There is a biological dimension, there is psychological dimensions, there's also social dimensions. One of this aspect is actually not running really well. It could expect everything, right? So if it's biological, it can be treated, and if it's, and it's something like social and psychological, you need to talk about it, right? So at that time I wasn't able to see clearly that I need help in terms of psychological. So luckily I have people that have listened to me, and then they were, you know, like giving me lots of advices, and not only advices, but also, you know, put their times to just listen to me. And I think that was a powerful, you know, actions to do, if you found someone who actually struggled with themselves. So that is actually basic background why I started in this initiative. So I could, you know, reach out to people and then, hey, look, you know, we can do something, we can help these other people. And what made me sad the most is actually, this actually happens lately, during, you know, last month or this month. If you heard about like one of the freshman students, kill himself. I'm sorry to say this, but I'm really sorry. I'm not saying this to trigger anyone's, but it saddened me to know that there is someone have went through this, and probably he's, you know, also in a good hands of help. But you know, without an acceptance of our, you know, surroundings, our social life, we could not reach that point. We couldn't help them, because medication is just not enough. We need a support, we need a family, we need an acceptance from our friends. So that's a personal experience to me. But then I'm not alone, actually. So I found some of people are in the same pitch as I do, and I also, you know, willingly to take my time to listen to their story. So this is why I'm taking this, you know, steps to actually move forward, and this is what I wanted to do. I was suffering, but I hope people are not as suffering as I am. So that's the path that I wanted to do next.
That's a wonderful sentence I have heard this day. Okay, mungkin kita pernah menderita sesuatu, tapi kita tidak mau orang lain merasakan hal seperti itu. So, ya, kita melakukan hal-hal preventif dan kita melakukan perubahan tersebut. Okay, keren banget. Aku udah Eca sendiri udah kayak nggak tahu mau ngomong apa lagi, karena wow, actually like speechless gitu. Mungkin gini ya, kan ngelihat project aku izin reach up lagi, tadi berarti projectnya belum jalan atau
belum? It's already like set in some point, kayak kita sudah bikin ininya, udah ada fundingnya gitu, but it's not started yet karena masalah ini dan itu. I mean, I also need some people to help me with this out. So maybe anak-anak yang memang sama, you know, collaborations. Yeah. I'm very open to collaborations actually. So kalau misalkan teman-teman yang memang sama collaborate with me, or maybe we could like do something about it. Kayak let's do it. So yeah, it's still on the process, and hopefully these things will be run well. Karena aku juga udah apply this to the, yang aku bilang tadi, YCLE Professional Fellow Program, tapi it's still uphold right now. Kayak aku masih menunggu ada berita baik nantinya. And so as soon as possible, I will start probably.
Okay, mungkin bisa aja sih ya mas. Kan di sini dari MSA sendiri itu juga sekarang lebih pengen nge-reach out ke alumni nih gini. Jadi kayak kita bisa memberi apa nih ke alumni, dan
that's cool.
Mungkin iya, dan mungkin kayak dari yang pandangan dari kita nih, kayak wah, MSA ini butuh banget loh sebenarnya alumni, karena mereka yang tahu MSA tuh dalamnya tuh kayak gimana.
Betul.
Terus mereka itu udah punya banyak pengalaman, punya banyak relasi, dan mungkin bisa membantu kita juga. Mungkin kalau misal kita mau menjalankan project, kita butuh seperti kayak mungkin tadi moderator, tadi Mas Aymar dia moderator juga nih soalnya projectnya Seiko. Kayak back to your home, like you say it early. Terus mungkin kayak bisa memberi dukungan dan lain sebagainya, itu sih kayak wah keren banget nih, kira-kira mungkin bisa istilahnya itu kayak menginisiasi lah yang pertama kali mungkin. Jadi kayak bisa membantu untuk mungkin alumni-alumni yang lain bisa, wah kita bisa lebih nge-reach out member lagi nih kayak gitu misal. Bicara tentang MSA nih, waktu itu apa sih kenangan paling memorable lah istilahnya ketika Mas Ewer jadi member MSA, masuk jadi member aktif nih gitu.
So I have a lot of experience in MMS, starting to, you know, running my own projects, which is dulu di Seiko banyak ya projectnya. Ya, ada FETSCO, aku masih ingat banget, ada Fun English with Seiko, it stand for Fun English with Seiko, and then ada Intermedic kayak gitu kan, terus ada MEDSCO. Dulu aku pernah jadi Vice Project Manager for Intermedic juga, pernah jadi Project Manager for MEDSCO juga. Basically my work is actually centralized in Seiko, tapi juga aku expand juga untuk project MMSA as a whole. Dulu kita juga ada yang namanya Alive gitu, kalau zaman-zamannya presiden yang masih dulu-dulu tuh kayaknya proyek, salah satu proyek rekor muri Pita HIV rekor muri itu. Nah, itu dulu aku juga bagian dari fundraising timnya gitu.
So that's
memorable for me. Dan juga what memorable the most is actually the opportunity that I have from Seko itself gitu, from MMSA. Jadi kayak kan karena kita punya program professional exchange, jadi kita we get the opportunity to go abroad, we could learn through, you know, the hospital base. That's an amazing experience itself for me, because not everyone can access that. Like nggak semua FK punya CIM saya, nggak semua FK affiliated sama IFMMC gitu, terus nggak semua orang bisa daftar gitu. Jadi kayak I was really blessed at the very first, and to see that I reaching that point and to be able to learn. My exchange was in Spain, so I was also like learning some of Spanish culture, their language, and also the way that they live their life. So it's a lot. If I could go on for days talk about experience and, you know, a beautiful memory that I have in MMSA.
Okay, so that's cool. Okay. Cukup tersanjung sebenarnya dan cukup termotivasi karena dengan begitu mungkin di sini Echa masih belum menemukan mungkin kayak apa sih yang bakal Echa dapet mungkin nanti, tapi kan banyak orang yang bilang kamu bakal menemukan suatu kebahagiaan, suatu manfaat ketika kamu berada di sebuah organisasi, bahkan ketika kamu sudah lepas dari organisasi.
Betul,
tersebut.
That's true.
Ya, jadi kayak baru ngerasa, oh ternyata capeknya tuh buat apa sih? Oh ternyata gak tidur malamnya tuh buat apa sih? Ya, kayak gitu. Mungkin itu bisa menjadi, mungkin untuk sekarang kayak motivate untuk para pendengar, juga motivate untuk diri sendiri, kayak Cak sendiri, kayak nanti tuh pasti banyak banget hal yang bakal kamu dapetin, kayak gitu. Gitu. Kalau misalnya pepatah umumnya tuh usaha tidak akan mengkhianati hasil. Nah, itu
sangat, I like that. I heard that many times, and it's still one of my favorite lines that I'm still upholding in my mind. There is no effort that will be betrays the result.
Yeah.
So the result come after, but the most important is actually your effort. How do you run it? For example, like you said, it's a motivation for us to keep going, because, for example, if I've you know gave up on myself back then, maybe I'm not gonna be sitting here, because I felt like, you know, being in an organization itself, I mean, it's not gonna give you tons of money, but it tons of friends, connections, let's say experiences that not compared to any amounts of money, because afterwards is really important. No, not result at the moment, but it's a result, you know, in throughout your life. I mean, I'm not gonna be here talking to you if I'm not being part of MMSA.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Nah, I'm not gonna be you know, running a project for Telinga Hati, working with American Corner, if I'm not, you know, expand myself and then, you know, try to be not in my comfort zone. Because if I wanted to be a comfort zone, I can't do that. I can just, you know, from my dormitory, from my room, go to the university, to going classes, having a practices, and then, you know, laboratory activities, and then go back home and then study, and then do that, you know, every day. I can do that.
Yeah.
But is that really what we want when we are spending our time in college, especially we are still young? We need to explore more. And I can guarantee you that MMSI is actually one of those doors you can actually explore more. For example, I was joining Seko. Seko gave you the opportunity for me to meet exchange students from various kind of countries, and then to be able to talk to them, to learn from them about how their country run a medical educations in their own university, and also try to understand that, you know, what can you do and what can you improve, and then what the likes of yourself, so you could be a better person, you could be a better student, you could learn more. And then one of benefits that I joined MMSA is actually when I was there, when I was in my professional exchange, I totally that doesn't need much spending money. If I have to be honest, I don't spend a lot of money, because
cool.
I have lots of friends who are coming here, which I accommodate. When they are here, I try to be as much as I can to, you know, at least help them in terms of they were dealing with, you know, new circumstances and life here.
Okay.
So you are accompanying and being there for them is actually makes them feel like you are part of their journey here in Indonesia. So when I went there, so they're actually giving their time too for me.
Okay.
So I was taking place to places. I don't spend money. And well, I'm not saying that we can, you know, utilize them. We don't utilize them in terms of in a financial way. Tapi kayak itu udah kayak hukum alam aja. Kayak if you do good to someone, you will receive good gitu. Karena I was here helping them out, and then when I was there, they feel like they wanted to, you know, take me around. So that's one of the benefits, you know, when you are doing MMSA. But then also not only Seko ya, tapi kayak if you are even if you're in Rako, if you are in NPHko, RPko, Meko, what else, Reko. I still remember all those six ko. I still remember all of the six standing committee because I was passionate about MMSA back then, but I wasn't able to manage my time because I also working in other places. So even if you are from the other school, you could still, like, you know, have the opportunity to talk to the foreign students who are coming here, and also you also have the same exact opportunity to, you know, access the professional exchange. So no worries about that. Okay. If you are medical students and you are in UMY, so why not joining MMSA?
Yeah.
It's a good platform.
Okay, sangat membantu ya untuk sedikit menyebarluaskan gitu, sedikit promosi. That's okay. Boleh jadi motivasi, boleh juga jadi kayak promosi juga ya jatuhnya, tapi nggak apa-apa deh. Mungkin udah sekitar 20 menitan nggak sih ini, mungkin akan ada sesi terakhir nih, pertanyaan terakhir. Aku sedikit sedih ya harus mengakhiri sesi ini dengan pertanyaan terakhir, tapi nggak apa-apa. Untuk episode selanjutnya di RMSA Podcast, kita bakal mendatangkan tamu-tamu yang mungkin bisa lebih lagi, mungkin dibantu
for
dengan Mas Emir,
sure.
Mungkin nanti Echa dan teman-teman bisa nge-reach out untuk tamu-tamu yang lebih daripada sebelum-sebelumnya gitu. Okay, untuk pertanyaan terakhir nih yang pastinya, kira-kira apa sih yang bisa Mas Emir berikan, misal wejangan atau kayak kesan dan pesan sudah ya tadi, kayak saran lah istilahnya, saran mungkin buat kami member-member yang masih aktif kayak gitu, dan mungkin bayangan kedepannya apa nih untuk RMSA kayak gitu.
I have three advice that I would give to anyone, like including you in MMSI. First of all, be yourself.
Okay.
This is very very cliche to say that, be yourself. It's something yang kayak everybody can do that, but not everybody can be themselves because there's so many stigma. There's so many things that we are seeing something different than the peers and the groups. We see that something yang kayak lu kok beda sih kayak gitu. But if you are not listening to them and it's focus on yourself and just be you, kayak gitu, you can excel anything in life. Whatever you want it to be, if you want it to be good at, you need to forget about what other people saying about you. That's the first thing. I say that because I was thinking too much about other person's opinion about me back then. But I realized the more I think about their opinions, a certain opinions, you know, about me, but the more I, you know, having a very less confidence about my capabilities. You know what I mean, right? So if you focus on yourself, you don't listen to them. You just focus on developing, improving yourself. And the second advice, I wanted to say, be persistent. Be persistent. It's something that I do every single time whenever I have dreams. So I do have dreams. If I fail one time, I go for the next time. If I fail the next time, I do have another next time. So don't ever give up until you reach the point where you are reaching that dreams. Because I failed many times in my life, and you don't know that I actually apply for medical school in UMY itself. I already applied for a couple of times and still not get accepted.
Okay.
On my last try, I get accepted until like five at the sixth try,
okay,
you know, to get accepted here. It's not because that I am not good enough, but it's because that God saying that you need to work more.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
It's not because that God wants you to feel that you are less than other person, but it's more about like, can you improve next time?
Yeah.
What do you learn next time?
Yeah.
What can you do next time? Things like that. And the last but not least, the things that I wanted to leave you with is actually get off your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone. I do know that many of us, well, I'm not saying that all of us, but many of us in a medical studies are very comfort with, you know, you have a background in a medical family.
Yeah.
You know, your mom and your dad is a medical doctor, and then you are going, you did the same field, and then you just, you know, focus on later on, you wanted to be specialist, and it's good, and I don't say it's bad, but if you have something in you that, I mean, you are excelled with, you are do it, you know, amazingly, you can pursue that. You don't need to be in certain way, like just like by your be yourself. You don't need to be in certain way like how majority or generalized medical students are look like. You can be beyond that. You can be a doctor and you can be in what? You can be a doctor, you can be what? For example, I do have friends that right now he is not only a medical doctor but also he is a dancer, he's an ambassador for things.
Ooh,
he is
cool.
A singer. I was like,
a dancer and singer.
I was like he's doing arts,
yeah,
like outside of the medical field. Like, wow, that's incredible. And I also have friends who are doing lots of like public speaking stuff.
Yeah.
He is a medical doctor and he's doing a lot of public speaking stuff. So there is no limitation when you are here in a medical studies. It doesn't mean that you are restrict yourself in a box where, okay, I'm a medical student and I need to be a doctor and this is what path that I, you know, already be taken. No. There is a lot of things in the universe that you need to explore. And then one, most importantly, first of all, you need to be yourself. If you fail, you need to be persistent. If you are persistent enough and don't ever, you are be just in your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone and find out there's so many ways to explore in the world.
Okay. That's so deep, I think.
Okay, lanjut mungkin untuk yang kedua, jangan patah semangat lah istilahnya.
Betul.
Okay, jadi ketika mas, apa ya, kalau misalnya dari orang tua Eca bilang tuh, mungkin ketika Allah tuh pernah bilang, ketika aku gagal mencoba sesuatu, Allah tuh pasti bakal bilang, ayo deh coba kali ini sama aku, kayak gitu. Itu kayak kalimat paling romantis yang pernah aku dengar, karena jujur Eca tuh bukan tipikal yang suka dengan, ya bukannya suka, yang kayak mudah mendengar nasihat agama. Kayak kan beberapa orang kayak gitu ya, kayak ketika seseorang mendengar nasihat agama itu jatuhnya tuh kayak I'm not that religious gitu. Tapi ketika kalimat itu menurut Eca tuh kayak romantis banget gitu. Ayo coba sekali lagi, kali ini sama aku ya, kayak gitu. Itu kan suatu kalimat yang kayak sebenarnya religious, cuman pendekatannya secara lebih halus kayak gitu kan. Terus yang ketiga, nah ini itu sih sudah coba Eca terapin, tapi mungkin bisa menjadi hal yang emang harus dibarengin sama dua hal yang tadi.
Betul.
Ya kan? Jadi keluarlah dari zona nyaman, cobalah ini itu. Tapi ketika kalian mencoba sesuatu, pasti ada gagalnya kan, gitu. Makanya itulah gunanya be yourself, harus be yourself, dan coba untuk teguh pendirian lah kayak gitu, karena gak mungkin kan sekali nyoba langsung berhasil kayak gitu.
Benar.
Okay, that's a good meeting, I think. Okay.
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Okay, makasih banget buat Mas Emil.
I thank you. Okay. Thank you for inviting me over, and it's good to be back. Oh, jangan bilang terakhir. I don't like that word. Okay, to close the sessions, yeah, that's fine. All I can say is that if you are now in college, if you are now in a medical study, please do know, later on you will be a doctor. You have a responsible, you are not responsible for yourself or your parents, but you are responsible for the whole nations and all the communities you have. So make sure that all you do is just not for the sake of attentions of other people, but it's purely you want to help other people. That's what I want to leave you with.
Bisa jadi dari RWSA mungkin kita undang tamu-tamu yang mungkin kita dapetin dari Mas Emil, terus kita ajak Mas Emil untuk ngobrol bareng.
Sure, that will be fun. That will be fun. Alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim.
Kali ini semoga bisa bermanfaat buat teman-teman yang mendengarkan, juga bisa enjoy juga buat teman-teman yang mendengarkan. Kita tutup dengan salam mungkin ya. Wassalamualaikum
warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
See you guys.
See you.